This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Moscow court on Saturday rejected the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his prison sentence. Earlier this month, he was sentenced by a lower court to 2 years and 8 months in prison, but for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany. A judge at the Moscow City Court ruled Saturday that a month and a half that Navalny spent under house arrest in early 2015 will be deducted from his prison sentence, the slightly reduced sentence to about 2.5 years in prison. The ruling came even as the country faced a top European rights court order to immediately free the Kremlin's most prominent foe. Three separate explosions in the Afghan capital, Kabul, Saturday killed at least 5 people, wounded 2 others. That's according to a police official amid a surge in violence in the war-torn country. A Kabul police spokesman, Ferdros Fermar, says that the first 2 explosions took place 15 minutes apart. A third targeting a police vehicle took place about 2 hours later. No group claimed responsibility immediately, and it was not clear what caused the blast. The majority of the bomb attacks in the capital in recent months have been sticky bombs and explosive devices with magnets that are attached to vehicles and detonated by remote control or a timer. Around 1,000 people continue to gather in Myanmar's largest city Saturday morning to protest against the country's military coup. Footage show people gathering and chanting at the city's center, an area where people typically gather before marching throughout the city. Protests have been irregular and taking place across the country since the junta took over on February 1st. This is VOA News. The U.S. is unwinding Trump policies that made asylum seekers wait in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The Biden administration moved forward Friday with the unwinding of Trump administration asylum policy. 25 asylum seekers who had been forced to wait in Mexico under the Remain in Mexico program were taken to San Diego hotels to quarantine for 7 days under coronavirus protocols. The 25 will then wait in the U.S. with relatives, friends, or sponsors for their court hearings. Michael Hopkins, the CEO of Jewish Family Service of San Diego, which is playing a support role, says for now, it's expected 25 asylum seekers a day will be allowed into San Diego. I'm Mike Gracia.
As U.S. President Joe Biden toured a state-of-the-art coronavirus vaccine plant, he discussed the disruptions caused by frigid temperatures, snow, and ice that's left the White House and state scrambling to make up lost ground as 3 days' worth of vaccine shipments were temporarily delayed. In the remarks at the Pfizer vaccine plant in the state of Michigan, President Biden says the nation will make it through the pandemic.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
Before that trip, White House coronavirus response advisor Andy Slavitt said the federal government, states, and local vaccinators are going to have to redouble efforts to catch up after the interruptions. Argentina's health minister resigned Friday following reports that people had been able to use connections to get access to COVID-19 vaccines to which they were not entitled. Ines Gonzalez Garcia said in a letter posted on Twitter that individuals were able to sidestep proper procedure for vaccinations due to unintended confusion in his office while he was away. 2 sources in the presidency said earlier that the president, Alberto Fernandez, had asked for the resignation after allegations were made in the media of at least 10 people receiving vaccinations without following the proper procedures. Earlier this month, Peru's health and foreign ministers quit, and its former president was placed under criminal investigation after reports of hundreds of Peruvian officials and others receiving vaccine doses outside of clinical trials and before the national immunization period began. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.